now by one of the players who made the top three plays, Broncos wide receiver Jordan Norwood. Jordan, thanks so much for coming down here, coming down and talking with us tonight. Appreciate it. Want to start with just being out there and playing after 2 weeks of camp. How much fun was that game? And, you know, for you, you got to work on your celebration touchdown dance a little bit there at the end.
Yeah, it wasn't much of it, but, you know, it's tons of fun. I mean, I've been playing football for a long time, and there's nothing like game day.
Yeah.
Jordan, you've been in the league for a little bit, four years. You're heading into your fifth year now. What went into your decision, you know, this past offseason to come and join the Broncos?
Well, I played for the Cleveland Browns for the past 3 years, and, you know, I wanted an opportunity to compete and be on a team that has a good shot at winning the Super Bowl.
And you know what this wide receiver core is all about here, you know, with Demaryius, with Wes, with the other guys that came in. What's your mindset heading in? Now you've had that good first preseason game. What else do you have to do for the rest of camp here to kind of almost prove yourself?
That's the name of the game in the NFL is proving yourself and continuing to do so year in, year out, every play and all that. So, you know, I just try to keep doing that, keep doing what I'm doing, catching the football and doing what the coach is asking me to do.
We know that you come from a very competitive family. We were talking a little bit earlier. If you don't know, Jordan's dad is a football coach at the University of Baylor University. Your older brother was part of that George Mason team that made a run to the Final Four a few years ago. And then you have another brother who's wide receiver for Baylor. What was it like growing up in a competitive family like that?
It was competitive. Like you said, my older brother plays basketball overseas, and he played at George Mason when they went to the Final Four. And he's just a year older than me, and we kind of butt heads a lot competing growing up. And he's 6'5 and plays point guard, and I'm 5'11. I call myself 6 foot and play point guard. So we always kind of butt heads, and it kind of made me the competitor I am today for sure.
What are some of the things that have made this training camp for you unique? What things have sort of stood out going through camp here in Denver?
There's a lot. I mean, competing with some of the guys and names that are on this team is something that I haven't had the chance to do, playing with Peyton Manning and being able to be behind guys like Wes Welker and Demaryius Thomas and learn a lot is something that I look forward to every day.
What kind of ways has Tyke Tolbert been coaching you up? You get a chance to talk to Adam Gase, I'm sure, plenty. Mm-hmm. You got to be in a spot at the right time playing here, and what's that been like for you, kind of getting used to that, or maybe just sharpening what you've been doing here for a few years?
Well, yeah, it's certainly sharpened what I've learned in my past 4 or 5 years in the NFL. Right. But at the same time, they do things a little bit differently here. And you kind of see, I mean, within the first week of being here, you see why this is a winning organization and a winning team.
Right.
And for you, it's not just wide receiver. You also can add a bit of a special teams, the kick return, punt return. What do you feel like you can add kind of in that area?
I feel like I can do a little bit in the punt return game and in the kick return game if I'm asked to. But mostly, for the most part, I just go out there and work hard and do what the coaches ask me to do, whether it's hold the ball for a field goal or return a punt. So.
Well, these were some great questions from Phil. Mine were okay, but I'll tell you what. We got a great one coming now from someone who's here at Buffalo Wild Wings, young Zane here. Zane's got a question for you, Jordan. Zane, go ahead.
Playing the Seahawks.
It felt pretty good, man. It felt awesome, actually. I mean, I didn't know at the time that it was going to be the winning touchdown, but, you know, looking back at the game and having guys like you come up to me and congratulate me, it feels awesome.
Zane, thank you. Very good. You want a job? Okay, you're okay. Zane, thank you. That's Jordan Norwood. Jordan, thanks so much for coming down.